Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.wheretoprint.com. That's www.wheretoprint.com or call 866-612-3345. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Look Good, Feel Good by Kim features beauty products that will make you look good, feel good, and do good, including top seller Lip Sense. What is Lip Sense? It's a long-lasting, waterproof, smudge-proof lipstick that won't kiss off. Synergen's products are not tested on animals, are vegan, GMO-free, lead-free, gluten-free, and wax-free. Check out their high-quality skincare, including the anti-aging complex of ingredients in Cineplex, the latest in technologies. Call Kim so she can meet with you for a personal one-on-one. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests. Everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone, and good morning. I am Kim, and of course, I've got Barbara Corona in the studio with me. How are you doing?
Good morning, everybody. I'm doing great.
Wasn't our first hour great?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Tom, how you doing?
Everything's just nice. Waiting to do some egg hunting with the kids.
There you go.
There's a lot going around, and just be careful tomorrow. It's not only Easter, it's
Passover.
And it's
April Fool's. Well, Passover is starting, but yes, and Easter, it's a lot of stuff,
that's a lot,
right?
Going on all at
there
once.
There you go. I love it. All right. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us. We started here at 6 o'clock. We're all the way to 8 o'clock. And, of course, I'd like to start our show with something uplifting. Let's start with smile, because you should be proud of yourself and the person you fought to become. you know, every day. I mean, I love that. When I read that, I was like, oh, I definitely have to use that. I do want to give out our phone number here, and that is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We'd love to give back here. We've got lots of stuff that we're giving away, and all you have to do is call up and give us your name, your number, and your email, and one of the team will get back with you. Also, I do want to remind you to sign up for our newsletter. That will be a way that you find out about our guests and find out about all of our stuff that we're doing here. Our first guest today is one of my favorites, and I have to tell you, Dr. Gary Chapman, and we're going to be talking a little bit about his books, The Five Love Languages, and of course, Alzheimer's. Did I say it right that time?
Alzheimer's.
Yeah. And of course, we're going to be talking about how his five love languages can help. So again, and then I have joining us Dr. Leticia Menez. She just walked in, and of course, she is an incredible empowerment coach, and we're going be talking about starting again, helping you to start again, not over. And that's really, I love how, I mean, it really just makes so much sense to me of how, you know, we can do that. You're not, it's not like you're beginning all over again. And so we're going to talk a little bit with her. And so also we're going to talk about grief and how we all go through that at some point of our lives. So definitely. Tommy, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
We do have the Rubicon Theater. We are giving away tickets for King Lear, which runs through to the end of this. Sunday. Easter Sunday is going to be the final run, but we do have tickets. We can leave them at the door for you. And that is for the Rubicon Theater. Along with that, we have Tristology for Love and Passion. Enhance your relationship by visiting Tristology with a gift certificate for contemporary, high-quality sensual products. Call 888-801-8952. They are at 434 Main Street in Ventura. Another big party that's happening this weekend, Champagne on Main, the Spring Street Fair, is all going on. Lots of fun, great parties, and prizes for you. We have another blues concert that's coming up. This is one of the best ones of the season, and it is the Ventura County Blues Festival. Great performances, and that is coming up for April 28th, and Kim has tickets to that, too, here on the Kim Pagano Show.
There you go. Thanks, Tom. And let's just start off with a gift certificate to Tristology. I'd love to share that with everyone. And I would, all you have to do is call in right now at 805-419-0008. Dr. Leticia Menez, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. Yeah. I really look forward to our talk.
Good. And I know we're going to be talking a little bit about defining grief, right?
Yes, absolutely. Defining grief and how to deal with grief and loss, and not start over, but start again and start right and move forward.
I love it. You know, why do we want to back up and do everything that we've already done, right? You just start again, right there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Why suffer needlessly?
There you go.
Yes.
All right. Well, I know that you will be excited to hear this. And of course, one of my favorite books is The Five Love Languages. And we've got Dr. Gary Chapman on the line. Are you there, Gary?
Hello, I am, Kim. Good to be with you.
Good. Thank you so much for joining us here. In fact, I received one of your books. I know we were going to talk about two of your books, but we did receive the Love Language Minute Devotion, one of my favorites.
And I've stolen it. Hi, this is Barbara Corona. I'm here with Kim this morning, and she no longer has the book. It's in front of me.
I know I said.
I don't like to read big books, long books, anything long. I love these short little stories.
Yeah.
And I love the Christian scriptures above them. I think it's just, I love it. So I'm going to take this home.
Okay, all now right. You're going to have to send me another good. One, you
yeah.
know. But you know what? I love what you do because, you know, for, it's like a moment at a time, a day at a time. And I think that's so important. So for all of our listeners that, you know, already admire you and want to know more about you, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
You know, I have been involved in marriage and family counseling now for over 40 years, okay? I must have started when I was 15, but...
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
I work on a church staff. I've been at the same church now for 46 years.
And where is that located?
It's in North Carolina.
North Carolina. I didn't realize you were so far away.
Yeah. And the Love Language book, the original book, came out 25 years ago. In fact, the last year was the 25th anniversary of that book.
Why am I just now seeing this? You know, my son...
Well, now this one, not this book. Oh, yeah, but no, the original Love Language book.
And yeah, I have to tell you, Gary, what I did is all of my girlfriends and my kids and everybody that I knew that was married, I went and bought them all one.
This
and
is
I
a
must
great
not
wedding
have known
present.
You. Yes.
What
I'm
a great wedding
you,
present.
It's helped my husband and I so much. And let's just kind of talk a little bit about what it is about the love language, because it's a method to it. I mean, you know, I'll say it in my words and then you correct me, okay? But I'm thinking if you keep your house clean and there's a meal on the table and you think you're being a great wife, but that doesn't mean anything to your husband, then you're not even talking in the right language. Am I correct?
You got it. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, most of us, particularly in the early years of a marriage, we love each other, and so we express our love to each other. But often, we're expressing it in a language that would be meaningful to us, but not a language that's meaningful to them. And so even though we're sincere, we can be missing the other person emotionally. And I encountered that over and over and over in my office, where they would sit here, and one of them would say, "I just feel like he doesn't love me, or she doesn't love me." And the other one would say, "I don't understand that. I do this and this and this. Why would you not feel loved?"
Yes, and you're absolutely right. I think that, you know, people listen to each other at the beginning and then forget to listen, stop listening to each other and to see what they each of them like really need, when in reality they're both looking for the same thing.
Yeah, it's very similar to spoken language. All of us grew up speaking a language with a dialect, and that's the one we understand best. We call it our native tongue. Yeah, I grew up speaking English, Southern style, okay?
We could hear that. Yeah.
But the same is true with love. Everybody has what I call a primary love language, the one that speaks most deeply to them. And if you don't learn their primary language, you can be speaking some of the other languages, but you're not touching them emotionally.
That is so
I'm
true.
I'm just reading a little thing here that says, "Let love be your highest goal." That's in all areas of life,
right?
All areas
of
life.
Well, it is. You know,
yes.
Love is the opposite of selfishness. By nature, all of us are self-centered, and there's a good part to that. That means I feed myself, I get exercise, and I get rest. But when the self-centeredness becomes selfishness, which means that I look at every relationship in terms of what am I getting out of this, two selfish people will never have a good marriage. Love is the opposite. Love is looking out for the other person's interests. How can I help you? How can I make your life easier? How can I be a better husband? How can I be a better wife? These are the questions that grow out of an attitude of love.
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's really beautiful. So can you just, for our listeners, what are the five love languages?
One is words of affirmation. Mm-hmm. You look nice in that outfit. Really appreciate what you did. One of the things I like about you is just using words to affirm the other person. You can address their character. You can address their personality. You can address the way they look or something they've done for you. But it's simply using words. A second love language is gifts. It's universal to give gifts as an expression of love. The gift says, "They were thinking about me. Look what they got for me." And so for gifts for some people is their primary love language. And then there's acts of service, doing something for the other person that you know they would like for you to do. In a marriage, that would be such things as cooking meals, washing dishes, vacuuming floors, washing the car, mowing the grass, changing the baby's diaper. Ooh, big act of service. And then there's quality time, giving the person your undivided attention. I'm not talking about simply sitting on the couch watching television. Someone else has your attention. I'm talking about sitting on the couch with the TV off, looking at each other, talking to each other, taking a walk down the road together, going out to eat, assuming that you talk to each other while you're eating, you know. Giving the other person your undivided attention. And then number five is physical touch. we've long known the emotional power of physical touch. In a marriage, that would be such things as holding hands, hugging, kissing, the whole sexual part of marriage, arm around the shoulder, driving down the road, you put your hand on their leg, sitting around the house, and they walk by, you trip them.
That was not part of that, okay? I was like, wait a minute, yeah. You just want to make sure we're still listening, right? I love that.
Yeah. I find them just so amazing how these five languages are all about appreciation and making your loved one feel appreciated and being seen.
Yeah.
And that is what we all want. We all want to be seen for who we are
and
feel feel absolutely seen and heard and feel appreciated.
The gifts don't have to be bought. I mean, my husband used to do landscaping, but he'd go in the yard and, you know, clean up a yard, and he'd bring me back some beautiful flowers.
And that's all Gary talks about. It could be a priceless gift. It's just that you thought of them. Yeah. And it's interesting. There's a test, Gary, where all of our listeners can find out what gift it is that what language they talk and what they need, right?
Yes. If they go to 5lovelanguages.com, the number 5lovelanguages.com, there's a profile there for married couples. There's one for single adults. There's one for teenagers. There's one for military couples, because the dynamics in a military marriage are somewhat different. It's easy to go there and answer a few questions and determine what your primary love language is.
Right. Mine is words of affirmation and gifts. I love that. And it's not that my husband has to buy me expensive. It's just like, I thought of you and I saw this lady wearing this nail polish and I just thought you would like it. Really?
Or he's turned the coffee pot on. He's got your cup there with a little note that says, going to work, love you.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
It doesn't take very much, absolutely. My husband used to bring me, when we would go to the gas station, they would sell those flowers, and I'm not sure if they still do, but they would sell like single roses on a little thing. And he would go and pay, and I would be waiting there, and he'd come back and just hand me that rose. Aww. I mean, here we were at the gas station, and I just felt the most loved woman in the world, absolutely.
And that's what
I'll give you my story. Give you my story on gifts.
Please.
When we first got married, I would give my wife all kind of gifts. I would go out and buy her clothes. I mean, all kind of things. And everything I bought her, particularly clothes, she would take back in exchange.
Yeah.
I knew nothing about love languages, so I was hurt. You know, the reality, gifts was number 5 on her love languages. I mean, it was the bottom of the pile. It didn't mean much to her. Mm-hmm. So I finally realized, honey, let's just cut out the middleman, and you just take the money and go buy what you want.
Smart man. I love that. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. I'm here with Dr. Menez, Leticia, and, of course, Barbara and Kim, and we are talking to the famous Dr. Gary Chapman. We're talking about the 5 love language. And, you know, you've written so many books now. I know that, I just got this new one, the 1-Year Love Language Minute Devotion. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, this book I'm excited about. It's simply a 1-day devotional, 365 days a year, all of them based on the concept of love. And it's written for couples, ideally to be read together. You know, one of them reads the devotional, the other listens, and then there's a scripture. If you choose to read that, there's a little suggested prayer at the end. It's just a way for couples to connect, to get back on the front burner every day, that we're in this journey together. To me, that's the value of it. It's because love is daily, and this little devotional simply reminds people daily of fact that love is the central theme of our relationship.
Mm.
We want to make sure we keep it alive.
Yeah.
But if we love each other, then we're far more likely to love other people, you know, out beyond the family. Because when you both feel loved in the relationship, then you can more easily reach your potential for God and good in the world.
I love that.
Because you feel loved, you know.
Right.
And so the security that's there motivates you to reach out and take and to help other people.
Gary, the 5 love languages, you talk about a couple that you were
Counseling, thank you. Counseling, and you really didn't think that there was any hope for them. Can you just kind of brief on that a little bit?
Well, you know, there have been a number of couples through the years that sit in my office and say, we don't have any hope. And then they tell me their story, and by the time they get through, I don't have much hope. You know, it just seems so desperate. But the reality is, I stop asking people, do you want to work on your marriage? Because want to is an emotional word. And these people don't have the want to. And what I say is, will you work on your marriage? Because if you're willing to do some things differently from what you've done in the past, then I believe things can be different. You know, when we change behaviors, the behaviors touch the emotions, and the emotional part of love comes back into play. You know, one couple that I remember, I took this approach with, and this was over 30 years ago, and more recently, within the last 3 years, he was in hospice, and I walked in, and he said, thanks for being here. My wife and I are talking about my funeral, and we'd like for you to help us. And so I took out my pen and pencil and began to take notes and all. And after that, when we finished, I said, well, let me pray for you. So I stood up, and I held his hand, and she went on the other side of the bed and held his hand. And I reached across the bed and held her hand, and I prayed for them. And when I got through, I released his hand, and she released my hand, but he held onto her hand, brought it to his mouth, and kissed her hand.
Aww.
And when he did, I could not control the tears, because I remembered 30-plus years ago when they sat in my office and said, we don't have any hope for our marriage.
Wow.
And after 9 months of counseling, they walked out, you know, together and say, oh, we'd never believed that it could be like this. Now, here they are 30 years later.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, wow, I wish every couple could end like this.
It's communication. Yeah. It's communication, you know.
Yeah,
it's
having loved each other and encouraged each other through the years.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're absolutely right. And there's much more than just intention. A lot of people wish and desire and just stay in that intention. They want something, but yet they either don't know or they're not willing to do what it takes to go to that next level, to make that happen. And absolutely action, it will take you, you know, to where you need to be.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Or sometimes we're waiting for the other person. You know, we have the attitude, well, if they would change, if they would love me, if they would stop arguing with me, then, you know, and you know, we can wait a lifetime for that. Someone has to take the initiative, you know.
I love it.
Right.
If I'm talking to the husband, I'm saying, why don't you take the initiative? If I'm talking to the wife, I say, why don't you take the initiative? And then you also have some people, like a husband said to me after he actually read the book, he took the quiz, and so did his wife, and he said to me, my wife took the quiz, and it says that her love language is acts of service. But I'll just tell you and her, if it's going to take my washing dishes and my vacuuming floors for her to feel loved, she can forget that.
Yeah.
And I said, well, it's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Love is a choice.
Absolutely.
If you want to live with a wife who has an empty love tank, then that's your choice. I said, I much prefer to live with a wife who has a full love tank. I said, I've lived with both kinds. You know, same woman.
Yeah.
For years, my wife had an empty love tank because I didn't know how to love her. And then I learned how, and now she has a full love tank. It's totally different, you know?
I love
there's
it.
That, there's that
I
saying,
I do make
go.
The point that love is a choice.
Yeah.
The book gives you information on how to express love.
Right.
But you have to choose to speak that language.
Have you ever heard that saying, there's nothing more sexy than a man doing the dishes?
Well, I did also find this in research, that not a single wife in the history of our nation has ever murdered her husband while he was washing dishes.
Oh, there you go.
I love it. Gary, how long have you guys been married, you and your wife?
56 years.
Holy
wow.
cow.
Since
he
was 5.
I was 9, okay?
I love it. I love it. You know, well, I want to brief on something really quick, and I know I'm going to have you back because I have to tell you, I mean, it's changed my life, and I love what you do. I know that you have a new, another book that is The 5 Love Languages and Alzheimer's Disease, and brief on that a little bit.
Yeah, I'd love to come back and really discuss that one with you. It's called Keeping Love Alive as Memories Fade, The Five Love Languages and the Alzheimer's Journey. I wrote it with a medical doctor whose wife came down with the disease at the age of 53.
Mm.
She lived 9 years. In fact, she died a month before we released this book, and we dedicated the book to her. But he was the head of the oncology department, and when she came down with the disease, he became so interested that he actually resigned his position, went back to the university and did a master's in counseling, then came back to the hospital and set up the memory counseling program. And he was using the five love languages as part of that counseling because he and his wife had come to a marriage seminar that I had led years ago and had found the love languages so helpful. And so the heart of the book is that all research indicates that long after the cognitive abilities are gone, the emotional center of the brain is still alive. They can still feel love. It doesn't mean that they keep the same love language through the whole journey, but the love languages give you five ways to dip in and touch them emotionally. And when you do, you get a response. Even toward the end of the journey, you get a response.
Hmm.
And so it's comforting for the caregiver to know that I can still touch them emotionally. And a lot of satisfaction comes out of that. And then, of course, we deal with the caregiver and the caregiver's need for love.
Right, because a lot of times they end up empty, right?
That's right, absolutely, yeah. We hope that book's going to help a lot of people. We're excited about it.
Give us the name of that book, too, also, Gary.
It's called Keeping Love Alive as Memories Fade, The Five Love Languages, and the Alzheimer's Journey.
Okay, great. And where can we get all of these great books?
Well, you can go to fivelovelanguages.com, and you can get a little clip-it on all of my books. But you can order them from Amazon.com or any book.
I'm on Amazon right now. I'm ordering one for my kids. I think this is great.
Yeah. See, I love it.
It'll be here tomorrow.
Free shipping. That's that instant gratification, right?
And it's on sale.
There you go. So,
yeah. our co-author, Debbie Barr, has also just released a 60-day devotional for caregivers of dementia patients.
Oh, wow.
That one's called Grace for the Unexpected Journey.
Mm.
And I've read several of those, and I think they're going to be a real encouragement to caregivers.
Wow, very good.
Yes, that's
all
wonderful.
Right. So, again, do you have any seminars going on or anything that we can know about?
You know, if they go to fivelovelanguages.com, they will check on live events. They will see where I'm going to be across the country. Hey, I'm going to be in several places throughout this year.
Okay.
I do a Saturday marriage seminar. We begin at 9 o'clock in the morning and go to 3:30. Deal with five basic topics, love language being only one of the five topics.
I love it. All right. Any out towards our area here in L.A.?
You know, off the top of my head, I don't know.
Okay.
I do think, however, now that I think about that, I am going to be out in the California area. I don't know if it's south or north. I'm just flipping through my calendar here real quickly, but I'm going to be in Anaheim.
Oh, okay. Oh, maybe I can get on that one. Okay.
September the 8th.
Ooh, okay.
September the 8th in Anaheim. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
perfect.
Yeah, but all of that would be listed at fivelovelanguages.com.
All right. Gary, always a pleasure to talk with you. I love your inspiration. I love your gift that you've given to everybody. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I look forward to talking with you again.
Well, thank you. Always enjoy chatting with you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
you. I appreciate
you.
It. All right, we are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we were going to talk with Dr. Leticia Menez, and of course, kind of moving right into that is grief, and it could be, grief of a relationship, grief of losing a person in your life, and there's lots of them, and really how to work through that and how to get through that. You should be talking about this, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, grief, what he was just talking about, Alzheimer's, and, you know, when you feel that the same person you love is no longer there, or is slipping away, and it's not the same. But, you know, love lasts forever. You know, it may transform, but it lasts forever.
I like that. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and
and of course, we'd love to share some things with you. We've got the Ventura County Blues Festival, and that is happening April 28th over at the Studio Channel Islands in Camarillo. I'd love to get some tickets out to you if you could give me a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And because we didn't take another little break in here, I'm also going to give some Champagne on Main Spring Street fair tickets. And let's get those out. So call right now, 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start Again, Not Over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Tristology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Tristology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Tristology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Tristology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Tristology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Tristology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 0119-0308.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we have Dr. Leticia Jimenez in the studio. I love when she's here. And of course, she is an empowerment coach. And You know, you talk to people and really just kind of get them through whatever they're going through, right?
Yes.
Today, I know we're going to talk about grief, but I love your saying, and of course, it's all about start again, not over.
Right.
Like, because we could be 50 years old and have a huge problem in our life. Are we going to start all? How do we start? You know what I mean? All over. So,
yes.
Where'd you get that saying from?
Well, it was as I was trying to figure out what I wanted to work on and really focus on helping people and coming up with my platform. I wanted to work with the masses. I wanted to work with just ordinary people that were going through life transitions and were having a hard time through life transitions. In my work, I have extensive work with working with children and families and adults. Juvenile detention center and various settings. And I realized that the same things, that there are lots of different needs that keep coming up. And a lot of people were having a lot of loss and grief issues, but really are surrounded around transformation, around transitions, around change. Change is very difficult for people. And I kept thinking, wow, it's like, I want to help people start again, start right and stop making the same mistakes over and over again. Yeah, I want to help people start again, not over. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I want to do.
I love it.
And that's how it came about. And interesting, is just so amazing how the universe comes together, because as I was trying to figure that out and came up with that, I later on, when I was creating my website, I told the website designer, I said, please highlight the first letter of each word, because we might want to use the acronym. I work where I work, we have lots of acronyms, and a lot of things are about acronyms. And so I just wrote it. I was writing it as I was speaking to her on the phone, and I was writing it, and then I realized, start again, not over. The acronym is SANO, SANO, and SANO means health. If you look at it in Latin and Portuguese and Spanish and various languages, sano means health. It means healthy. It means wholesome. And I was just blown away. I felt, okay, this is the universe telling me this is the right way. I'm going in the right direction. Isn't that just, yes.
I love that. And so I know we're going to talk about loss and grief. How would you define grief?
Well, a lot of people think of grief only when someone dies, when they lose a loved one. But we were just talking, with our previous presenter about, people going through Alzheimer's and the caregivers and so forth. And so grief is when you are experiencing a loss. How you experience that loss, how you express it, how you get through it, and it's a loss that can happen at various different levels and in very different ways. So not just when you lose a loved one, when someone dies, but after a divorce. After you had this wonderful relationship, we're just talking about relationships and so forth, and then all of a sudden the relationship doesn't seem to be the same. You go through a grieving process. You're going, what's going on here? What's happening? As you're trying to get your bearings together. And, it's like, okay, I have this person and I fell in love with this person and they seem to be the totally different person. And so again, that's a change. That's a transition in a relationship. And so it's about how we experience, a loss, any type of loss, and in physically, emotionally, socially, spiritually. And it's just, you really have to look at it in all of the different facets, because a lot of people just focus on the emotional, right? Again, it's, and the other thing is, it's all about choice. It's about decision. It's yes, the grieving process, it's something that's normal. We all go through it. But how And whether you want to move forward or not, that's our choice. Mm. And I help people move through that.
I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. And, of course, Start Again, Not Over is her foundation, right, that you're putting together. And can I give you your phone number?
Yes.
323-591-4881. And again, you can also go to her website, which is startagainnotover.com. Or you also have blogs too.
Yes.
So yeah, so we can do. But you lost your husband, and I'm so sorry for that.
Thank you.
Is this how you kind of came again? I mean, you really did the Start Again, Not Over.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you walk your walk and talk your talk.
Yes. Yes.
So define your grief of how you, I call it, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going on. Mm-hmm. In fact, I just am just turned in a column for Kaneo Valley Lifestyle magazine.
Mm-hmm.
But what keeps you going? What lifts you up? Because don't you think each person needs to know how they can start again?
Right.
Okay, because we feel defeated, we feel sad, we feel lost.
Yes.
And so how do you, what do you suggest to people?
Well, the first thing is decide on what you want to focus on what you decide to focus on. My grief, actually, yes, my husband passed 6.5 years ago, and we were married for 21 years.
Mm,
we had, but he was diagnosed with a hereditary illness when he was 18. And that was before we got married. And so we always knew we didn't have a lot of time. We knew we were not going to have a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
And we could have focused on that. We could have focused on, oh my God, you know, what's happening? And of course, you know, there were times when we did. But we decided to make the best of it. We decided to focus on each other, to focus on our love, to focus on the time that we did have together, and to make the best of it.
Beautiful.
And that is what he is the one who really, you know, taught me how to do this, how to start again. And when he was diagnosed with this illness, of course, it was very traumatic for an 18-year-old, you know, to be diagnosed with something and said, we're going to have to remove this and remove that, and you know, and you're going to have to live in, you know, handfuls of pills every, you know, for the rest of your life, and so many different things. And the quality of life when somebody is diagnosed with a disease. You and I just went to a breast cancer walk and mm-hmm. so forth. And so there's a great loss that goes on when someone is diagnosed with Alzheimer's and so forth. And so you can focus on, oh, poor me, you know, why me? Which is just going to take you round and around in circles. Or you can focus on, what am I going to do from here? I have this. This is what's going on. How am I going to see it? How am I going to make the best of it? And my husband was just the bravest man and most spiritual man that, you know, just I've ever met. And one of the things he said was, "I feel that God gave me this for a reason, and I'm here to do whatever I can to help as many people as I can."
Now, what a beautiful attitude and a beautiful
yes.
contribute to what, you know, what he has and
yes.
what happened.
Yes, yes. He passed 2 months after his 39th birthday, but he did more than people twice or three times his age because he didn't take time for granted. He didn't take this life for granted.
You know, it's interesting. I hear this, and my husband says it all the time, and I get so irritated. He says, "I'm killing time." I'm like, why?
Last year.
Yeah, you know, and I'm like, why? Why would anybody want to kill time?
Right.
We want to cherish, and, you know, and every single day is a gift.
Yes.
And once you've lost somebody that's near and dear to you, you realize
that. Also, Leticia, I've dealt with a lot of my friends that have lost their homes in this fire.
Yeah.
And most of them are saying, yeah, we're going to rebuild again, but I just have so much grief. It's like my kids grew up there and I had my pictures are gone. And
right.
And even though they're thinking, well, it's just money, it's just, or, not, or I shouldn't say money, material things, it's like they've lost a part of them.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so a lot of them are dealing with this grief and it becomes kind of like they go into like a depression also. But they're just getting through every day. And
one day at a time.
One day at a time.
Yeah. But so there's all kinds of grief.
Oh, you know? Yes,
you lose
yes.
an animal, a pet, your family member, furry family mm-hmm. member. That is devastating also. I mean, yes. just any kind of loss just takes a piece of your heart.
Yes, yes, yeah. absolutely.
Now, is there different types of grieving? I mean, you know, of losses for people? How do they, you know?
Yes, well, exactly. There are very many types of losses. And each loss is, it's its own, you know, it's its own entity. And so, yes, you can have a loss of a furry one, you know, a loss of a loved one, a loss of a home, a loss of a job, a loss of a dream.
So grieving is normal.
Grieving is a normal, absolutely a very normal process. And that's really important for people to understand that it is very normal and it's universal, you know.
But not everybody grieves the same way.
Absolutely. No. Not everybody grieves the same way. Yes. And that is very unique. It's unique to each individual and it's unique to us even depending on where we are in our lives as well. Sometimes we can deal with certain losses if everything's going well and then we have a certain loss. We're like, okay, it's not a big deal. But if you had one loss after another, after another, after another, if you had trauma after trauma, then it starts accumulating. And especially because people don't take the time because we're such in a rush that we don't take the time to grieve. So one of the things that I wanted to point out is that yes, people do go through that loss and it's really important for them to understand the grieving process so that they understand what's going on and they don't think that they're going crazy or, you know, or anything like that.
What would you suggest they do to help themselves if they can't get to a counselor or...
Yes. So one of the things is, well, they can contact me.
Yes. Yeah.
Go to start number. Again, not over.
Yeah. There you go.
And or a lot of people, you know, spiritual leaders as well. You know, counselors, psychologists, and so forth. And you know, I'm also a psychologist with an emphasis in couples therapy. But I'm really. My passion is working with people in a prevention, you know, preventative areas. And so the main thing that people need to understand is the grieving process, that they will go through denial, that they will go through, you know, through anger, through bargaining.
Process, so, you know, we need to take a really quick break. But when we come back, let's talk about those processes.
Yes.
So people can know that whatever they're feeling is normal.
Is normal.
And that it is a process.
Yes.
For anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, we're talking with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. We're talking about grief. Grief in all ways, any ways that you feel it. We're going to talk about really the process. And so definitely stay with us. I'd love to give something away right now. I have a gift certificate to Tristology. And, of course, that's located at 434 Main Street in Ventura. And you can call them at 888-801-8952. They also have a mail catalog that you can, so if you don't have time to walk in there. But if you are there going to the Champagne on Main today, the Spring Street Fair, actually they're going to be one of the stops there. So definitely stop by and check out Tristology over there. With that, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Where can you get motivated and inspired by fabulous women business owners in just one afternoon? Come to the 19th Annual Bravo Awards Luncheon, honoring inspired women going above and beyond, on Friday, April 20th at the Sarah Center in Camarillo. Join the National Association of Women Business Owners of Ventura County in recognizing the extraordinary achievements of 9 outstanding women business owners and community leaders, in addition to an exceptional corporate leader. Get your Bravo tickets at www.nawbovc.org. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Look Good, Feel Good by Kim features beauty products that will make you look good, feel good, and do good, including top seller Lip Sense. What is Lip Sense? It's a long-lasting, waterproof, smudge-proof lipstick that won't kiss off. Synergence products are not tested on animals, are vegan, GMO-free, lead-free, gluten-free, and wax-free. Check out their high-quality skincare, including the anti-aging complex of ingredients in Cineplex, the latest in technologies. Call Kim so she can meet with you for a personal one-on-one. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. If you have a business or an event that you'd like to share here on the Kim Pagano Show, please give us a call, and you can use that same number, 805-419-0008. We're talking with Dr. Leticia Jimenez, and we're talking about grief. I know we ended before our break of kind of the grieving process. Can you take us through that?
Yes, yes. Very important to understand the grieving process. Answering your question about what can people do, the first thing is awareness. You know, a lot of people, and we've talked about this before, how knowledge, you know, people think knowledge is power. And it's only the beginning. It's only the beginning. It's only half the battle. You're right. It's one of our favorite cartoons when we were young. It's only half the battle. But then taking action is really important. So in terms of knowledge, it's really important to understand the grieving process and the different stages. And one of them, the first one is denial. And, you know, where people's like, no, this is not really happening. No, it wasn't my house that burned down. No, no, my husband didn't just, you know, die in a car accident. I just talked to him 5 minutes ago, you know, those sorts of things.
That's kind of a normal reaction.
Absolutely.
Right?
Every single one of these stages is absolutely normal. And it's really important for people to understand that this is a normal process. And the intensity and, you know, how people experience it is very unique to themselves. You know, it's very unique to each individual. And that's very, very important. You know, we're just talking to someone about how, you know, a lot of people, we tend to want to fix things, right? We're fixers. We don't want to see people in pain. And so we tell people, oh, everything's going to be okay. Or, you know, you're going to get through it. You'll find another house. You'll get another puppy, you know, whatever it may be. You know, you'll find another, you know, another person to marry, lots of fish, you know, in the sea, whatever it may be. But it's really important that we don't minimize people's grief.
Wow, you know, that's very true.
That we don't minimize it because it's very unique and it's very intense to them when they're going through it.
Right.
You know, a lot of times, you know, people will say, oh, you know, I know exactly how you feel. No, you don't.
Absolutely
no, you don't.
Not. No. And you know, it's interesting. I lost, in fact, I just wrote about this for my article, but I lost a baby. She was born with hydrocephalus. Mm-hmm. And I owned a salon at the time. And so I had all these clients that knew I was pregnant. And then here yes. I had this baby. And, you know, she lived to be 11 months old. But the people ignored me. And I was like, oh, my gosh, they just don't know what to say to me.
Exactly.
And so instead, I could feel their awkwardness. And because I have communication skills, I was like, I know it's, you know, I lost my baby and or she's yes. going through this or whatever. And they were like, I know, I didn't know what to say to you. I mm-hmm. feel so bad. And I said, just, you know what, just know that you care about what I'm going through and yes. that you're sorry for me. And that's all you people want to hear.
That's all. Yeah,
you know,
that's all.
They're afraid to bring yes. it up because they don't want you to start crying and be
right.
in a sad place when you're working so hard to
yeah.
heal.
Yes. But you yes. just want to know that you know, your heart is with them.
That your heart, yes, yes. And that's one of the pitfalls. You know, a lot of people ignore it or they try to avoid it. Like you said, you know, they don't know what to say. You don't have to say anything. You know, you said it really well, Kim. It's, you don't need to say anything. People, when we're going through grief, any type of grief, we just want to know that somebody is there with us. And you don't, and remember, you know, verbal communication is a very small part. It's just being there with the person, giving them a true, you know, a true authentic hug. And
yeah,
just,
I was just going to say that my way of it is saying, you know, you want a hug today? You need a hug today? I do. And then it just kind of like breaks
down. And you know, it's interesting. One of my good friends has cancer for the second time. And he got a phone number that everybody could, he put it on Facebook and he said, I'm so lonely and I feel so alone if anybody wants to call. So I was like, can I make a reservation? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I talked to him the other night and he was like, gosh, I just needed so many people. Not a lot of people have called. And I was just, you know, it's like, you have brightened my life up. You know, I know that I just want to tell you that I care about you and your wife and your family. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you know, it's such a shame that it has to be this way at the end instead of every day talking to people,
really
and
expressing,
saying, you know what, I love our friendship. I care that you're in my life. Yes. I'm so grateful that you're here to... We need to do that more.
We absolutely need to do that more. And to also, you know, respect people where they are. Some people do want to talk. They do want, they do need that. But there are people that just need to go through their own process first. And it's okay. But you can call them and give them that message and just say, I just want to tell you how much I love you, how much you mean to me. And I am here for you if you need me. Don't feel that you have to call me. But, you know, really think about, you know, that other person, not ourselves.
There you go. And really quick, I know we don't have any more time, but I love talking about you and what you do. But anniversaries and holidays are really a hard time for people.
Yes.
And so we need to be sensitive to that.
We absolutely need to be sensitive and, you know, be sensitive about it. But know that you are going to go through that grieving process and, you know, that you're going to go through that bargaining. You're going to go through the depression. You're going to go, but you're going to go through the acceptance. And it's going to get better and better every day.
Dr. Jimenez, give out your phone number. And I know you offer a 30-minute.
Yes. You can definitely go on to my website at startagainnotover.com. And I have lots of freebies there, as well as a free 30-minute coaching session if you'd like. And also, you may also call me at 323-591-4881. Remember that you're not alone. You know, we are here to help.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much for being here, Barbara, Tom, all my listeners out there. Of course, we always end our show with a moment of happiness. And in 10 years, if you were to look back at your actions today, what would you change? With that, you've been listening to The Brighter Side of Life, The Kim Pagano Show. Have a really great weekend, and I
happy
hope to
Easter,
see
you. Everybody.
Yeah, happy Passover and April Fool's Day. So with all that, be safe, be happy, and go tell somebody you love them.
Have a great Sano Day.
There you go. Talk to you soon.